The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And I think, Matt, when you go to a movie that's titled Venom, you probably know what to expect, huh?
Yeah, so this is based on the Marvel comic character Venom. I want to let people know this film is a Sony film. So it's sort of part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and sort of not. It's complicated. We're not going to get into that. But it does have a different feel to it than some of the what I would call the normal Marvel films like Captain America and Iron Man and Thor and the Avengers films.
This guy removes heads, I think.
Yes, he does. So it's based on Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock is played by Tom Hardy, and he's an investigative reporter. I want to use that term very loosely in quotes, because when you watch the film, you're kind of like, does this guy know what he's doing? He sort of schleps around, and you're just kind of wondering with some of the interviews he does if he really knows what he's doing or that kind of thing. So that didn't come off terribly real. But again, it's a comic book film, so we have to get through that. But Hardy plays Eddie Brock, whose girlfriend is played by Michelle Williams, four-time Oscar nominee. And he stumbles on to an interview with a guy named Carlton Drake, who is played by Riz Ahmed, and he is sort of the nefarious villain of the film. He's kind of an Elon Musk type. He wants to go into outer space, but really his real goal is to harvest aliens and use bodies as hosts. And he uses people off the street to test on them, use them as unwitting subjects. And so
these are like parasites.
Yes,
you mean?
Parasite is used a lot. That word is used a lot in this film. So, as you know from the comics, eventually Eddie Brock is infected, and then all heck breaks loose from there. This is a very strange film, Doug. It made $80 million over the weekend, but as I said, it doesn't quite have that something going for it that other Marvel films have. And I think it's kind of a bland cinematography that I didn't care for. And also you're wondering, is Venom a hero or what is he? Is it a comedy? Is it a romance? Is it a drama? What is this film? What we've talked about many times on this show, Doug, does a film know what it wants to be? And I think Lost it's a very short film for a Marvel film too. It's under 2 hours long. And I have read that there were much, much extra things shot and cut out later to make it a PG-13 film. So it didn't quite go full Deadpool rated R. And it scaled back from that to make it a PG-13. And I think on the editing room floor lies a very different film than we ended up with. I didn't care for it. I know a lot of the fanboys and the Marvel people have liked it. It made a lot of money. I think Tom Hardy's performance is a little erratic. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's very jittery and erratic. And you don't get that sense of him commanding this performance the way Robert Downey did when he first landed in Iron Man.
Well, the intriguing thing to me here is that this anti-hero, this Venom,
yeah,
looks a lot like the alien in Alien. I mean, mm-hmm. It really looks terrible, looks very, very frightening. And then what he does is, of course, pretty awful.
So what I read, Doug, was that the R-rated version, if they had gone full bore, was even more violent than what you're going to get on screen. So again, because of the awful things Venom does, you're kind of left with, is Tom Hardy's Eddie Brock a hero? Is he a villain? What is he? And only really at the end of the film do we sort of kind of get this clever Marvel thing going on, which I was kind of waiting for the whole time. Michelle Williams, not sure why she did this film. She's a four-time Oscar nominee. It's one of these thankless roles, again, that oftentimes actresses get put into, the girlfriend role, the wife role, et cetera, et cetera. It's definitely not her film. It's definitely Tom Hardy's film. The villain is good. Jenny Slate shows up in this film, who's a very good actress, a very good comic actress, as one of the doctors at the big lair that the villain has. And she realizes things are not good and she wants to fix things and contacts Eddie Brock to try to get an exclusive and tell him what really is going on behind closed doors. So I don't think it's a very successful film. But again, the box office take suggests, Doug, that Marvel or any spinoff from Marvel to Sony really can't miss at this point. And I do expect a sequel.
Well, I'm always intrigued by these Marvel movies because they seem to be like morality plays. Mm-hmm. It's good conquers evil, that kind of thing. So do these movies have something to say about the world we live in?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the comics kind of did if you look back at the comics. But I'm not sure. There's always a villain. There's always a hero. As I said, I think the problem here is we're not sure what Eddie Brock is because – he sort of doesn't seem smart enough to be an investigative reporter in the performance he gives. And, you're just kind of left wondering, who is this guy?
Well,
and
let me be very crass. Is he always killing the right people?
Yes and no. I'm not going to give that away. You're going to have to go see it. But it is, obviously based on the comics, this is a very violent comic. But I'm not sure Marvel is saying a lot about the world. I mean, sometimes there is. I think Avengers Infinity War, I think, has some interesting subplots going on about humanity and are there too many people on Earth and that kind of thing. But I didn't care for Venom. My son liked it. His friend liked it. So I'm in the minority there. But it is getting trashed by the critics, and it is not in the top flight of canon of Marvel films, that's for sure. But again, with an $80 million opening weekend in October, they released it at just the right time, Doug, to kind of capture kind of a blank spot, even though A Star Is Born made $40 million, which was very good, and I'll review that next week.
Well, I kind of wait for the sequel, The Venom 2 or whatever. Maybe Sigourney Weaver will make a cameo appearance in that because, like I said, he looks like Alien to me.
I can tell you that they do set up the next film with a new villain played by a very famous actor, so look for that.
All right. Okay, well, here's a little bit of Oscar trivia, and it's not related to this movie. It's just out of clear blue sky here. But it's an intriguing question for our listeners. And for you, I hope, which film won the most Oscars without winning Best Picture? And I've got four options here for you. You might already know, but The Ten Commandments, Mary Poppins, Raging Bull, or Cabaret?
Cabaret.
Oh, that took a long time, didn't it? Yeah. And more information you have to offer?
1972, Cabaret. It won, I think, 8 Oscars that night, Doug, but lost Best Picture to The Godfather.
That is correct. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.